The winter temperatures have finally come to much of the country. Good time to talk about ways you can keep your heating bill down in the months ahead. And Marketplace's Steve Tripoli joins us with a few pointers. Steve, your best advice would be what?
Well, I'll tell you, there are a lot of things. And I really like this little list because this is the easy stuff. It doesn't take a lot of work. And if you add up a handful of small savings, it can add up. So let's divide it into three categories. First, things you can do differently yourself, then things you can do around the house, and then easy things you can do to the house. Let's start with a real simple one. Wear socks. Why? Because if your feet are cold, your whole body feels cold. The next thing you know, you're cranking up the thermostat.
Now, what about sweaters? L.A. doesn't really fit in this discussion, but Madeline has a brown sweater on and a scarf even, and I'm wearing a gray sweater. What about you up there in Massachusetts where it is cold?
Well, that's a good question for me because I have an almost perfect situation for it here. The home studio that I speak to you from is downstairs in my house, but most of the living areas are upstairs, and I have zoned thermostats for my oil heat. So I keep the downstairs 4 or 5 degrees cooler and just wear a sweater because why heat a whole floor when there's only one person occupying it? And it keeps me more alert while I'm working, too.
Got a hat on?
No hat.
Okay. Well, what are some of the other things you can do inside your house there?
Well, the first thought is to capture more of the heat that your daily activities generate. I mean, you might want to cook more at home than you do in summer because cooking generates heat and that keeps the thermostat down. If you shower, open the bathroom door and let the steam spread through the house because moisture matters. You feel as warm when there's moisture in the air as you do in a dry house that's several degrees warmer. And by the way, that's a good argument for humidifiers in winter too. You know, you can also probably keep the heat a bit lower and the water heater as much as 20 degrees lower than you do now without noticing it. The Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Energy, says most people are just fine with water heaters set to about 120 degrees, and most folks heat them up around 140 degrees.
And things you can do to, let's say, the outside of your house?
Well, the first thing is pretty standard, but it bears repeating, is that you should get an energy audit. And they're usually free from most power or heating companies. And those folks can show you easy ways to save, like adding a little insulation in the most leaky spots. But you should keep your furnace tuned up, too. It'll burn more efficiently, which means the same amount of heat for less fuel. And here's one that I like, programmable thermostats. That's one I could use in my house. You know, we keep our bedrooms warm at night, but the kitchen and living areas are cooler. And with one of those, you can get the heat up and down without having to think about it. By the way, Noah, let's close with a different twist about the house. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll examine one of the year's big economic stories, the end of the housing boom, and whether that boom might turn to bust.
Steve Tripoli reports for Public Radio's daily business program, Marketplace, and that is produced by American Public Media.